This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio. This week on iRadio's Group Chat Business Spotlight, Zoe Kennedy joins me. She's a founder of a little brand you may know called Zoe & Co. You've probably seen it on your Instagram or your wishlist, and she was actually named herself one of the Irish Independent's 30 Under 30 in 2023. Zoe, welcome to iRadio's Group Chat. Delighted to be chatting to you. I think we should start with the basics. For anyone who might not know about your brand, can you tell us a little bit about Zoe & Co.?
Yeah, definitely. Thank you for having me on as well. So Zoe & Co. is an online jewellery brand, and it was founded 4 years ago when I was 22 in my final year of college. So it's crazy to believe 4 years on how much it has grown. So we're an Irish online jewellery brand, and we focus on everyday staples for your like jewellery collection, and all of our pieces are made from high quality metals, and they're also at an affordable price as well. We also specialise in engraved jewellery, which definitely is one of our best sellers, especially coming up now to Christmas. So yeah, we just started 4 years ago, and it's crazy just to believe how much it's grown since then.
Did you always know that you wanted to start a business? And what was the moment that you decided the jewellery business is for me?
Yeah, I definitely did. I think even when I think back to when I was in like primary and secondary school, and you do those bake sales, and we do kind of like entrepreneurial projects in school, I always was the one putting my name forward first and kind of taking charge of all the products or projects. So I definitely, yeah, had that kind of entrepreneurial head on me, I think, since I was young. And when I started Zoe & Co., I was in my final year of college, and that was 2021, and it was in the height of lockdown. So all lectures were online. I had a lot of spare time. I was working as a waitress at the time, so I wasn't obviously working because all restaurants were closed during COVID. So I kind of thought this is a great time to start a business, especially when I had the time and I was finishing up my college course. And I think everyone in final year kind of has like that freaker moment when they don't know what they're going to do after college. So I think it definitely, that was the right time to start it. I've also always loved jewellery, accessories, and at the time there just wasn't something like Zoe & Co. out there. I was a broke college student. I couldn't afford jewellery, but I also didn't want to spend money, you know, on cheap jewellery that was going to turn my skin green or tarnish really easily. So that's where I kind of saw a gap in the market.
I have to say, as someone who was also in college during that lockdown period of time, yeah, like fair play to you for being so productive with that time. And like, it was a remarkable decision to make, and it's led to so many amazing things for you. But starting a business at any age is challenging. You were obviously quite young yourself. Were there challenges in the beginning? I imagine it wasn't all smooth sailing for sure.
No, it definitely wasn't. And there's still, even to today, I learn something new every day. But I think definitely at the start, when it was only myself at the business, and it kind of did take off from the first year onwards. And it was just myself running the business from the sitting room in my house. And I kind of was doing every department of the business, like customer service, packing orders, marketing. So I did kind of find that hard at the start to juggle everything, especially I had no obviously experience running a business, so I did learn a lot along the way, but I'm very grateful now. There's a team of three of us, so it's nice to be able to delegate different roles
and take a little bit of a step back at times if needs be. It's not, I understand when it can be your entire world, I'm sure it can get tiring. But if you don't mind me asking, how did you go about like funding all of this? What, like working on a budget in the beginning in particular? I'm sure there's so many people that have ideas about businesses, and obviously financing is just something that can get in the way, you know, of dreams to start these things.
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely. I actually started off very small. So I just put all my savings into it and just started off very small. I think that is very important when you're looking to start a business. Is no point, you know, spending thousands on, say, 50 different styles and only five of those styles could sell. So even I remember on launch day, I think I had between 15 to 20 styles, and there could have only been quantities of three of each style. Like, it was very, very small. So I did start out very small and then just kept putting all the money then back into the business for the first year, just to allow it to grow.
Your talent in all of this is something that's been so central to your business, obviously, but also it's led to some incredible milestones for yourself, as I mentioned, like being named in the 30 under 30, if you don't mind.
But
is that the proudest moment for you so far, or maybe there's another moment?
I think that definitely was. But I think also being able to move out of my house into my first office space, and we're now in our second office space and looking for a third, hopefully, because we're kind of outgrowing that office space quickly. But it was the start of 2022 or 2023. I actually can't remember now. It was the Christmas of 2022, and it was just so busy. My parents were like, here, you need to get an office space. You can't be working out of the living room anymore. And I think that definitely was my proudest moment, because it allowed me to kind of step back and see actually how far Zoe & Co had grown in the 2 years. And I'd kind of just graduated the year before that. And I think I was just so consumed, you know, every day of the running of the business, that I actually didn't realize how much it had grown. Until we moved into our first office space. So I think that definitely, I think that will always kind of be one of my own like personal proudest moments.
It makes sense. It's kind of like when you move out of home for the first time. It's, you know, you don't realize how much you've grown until you look back and go, oh my God, I can't believe I did all of that. But I've actually spotted your jewelry, because it's been going from strength to strength, on loads of, you know, influencers and celebrities. How has social media impacted your business? Probably for the better, I'm presuming.
Oh yeah, massively. Yeah. Social media plays a huge part, even every day with like TikTok, Instagram. That's how we mainly market the brand. And definitely even at the start, influencers that we reached out to and other Irish creators were just so supportive with Zoe & Co, and they still are today. I remember we had Suzanne Jackson actually shared Zoe & Co a week before it launched, which boosted, you know, the page massively. And I think we got like over 1,000 followers from her when she first shared it. And it was just amazing to kind of have that like platform before even launching it. And even now today with influencers and creators, like tagging Zoe & Co and sharing it and creating videos, it's definitely great for just putting the brand out there.
Especially coming up to Christmas now, it's it's been all of the Irish jewelry brands have been leaking more into my algorithm. And you know, you were saying there about engraving things onto jewelry, that's very popular this time of year. But not just looking forward to the next couple of months, do you have kind of like a 5-year plan that you're hoping to achieve with Zoe & Co?
We'd love to have our like first flagship store. So because we're just an online brand, we just sell our products online, and we have done like various pop-up shops over the past few years, but we've definitely seen that our customer base love to be able to see our products in person. I think people love to be able to try on the jewelry. A lot of people don't know their ring sizes, so it's so important for us to hold pop-ups. But I think our next kind of big project or plan for the next 5 years is to have our own store, like a permanent store that we can operate in our office above the store or in the back of the store, and then be able to sell in a physical store, just because it also creates like such a sense of community as well. We've noticed with our pop-up shops, like we did one with Mr. French in March to celebrate our 4th birthday, and we had like a constant queue for the first 2 hours. I think there was over like 400 people who came to the pop-up that day, and it just shows like us as a brand how much like we need a physical store for our customers.
I think as well, you hit the nail on the head with trying on rings, because people don't know their ring size. That is something that I have ran into so much. That's why you don't wear a lot of rings. Setting up a pop-up shop, it would be absolutely brilliant. And I'm keeping my fingers crossed that that happens for you very, very shortly. Anyone listening this evening who's dreaming of starting their own business, just like you, and hasn't taken that leap yet, what is the one piece of advice you'd give them?
I'd say just definitely go for it. Like when I started Zoe & Co, I had no experience. It started as a passion project. I think definitely if you have an idea or dream and something that you want to bring to the market, I think go for it, you know, take the risk. Also make sure that you're very passionate about it. I think that comes across, especially at Zoe & Co, to our customers, that I absolutely live and breathe Zoe & Co every day and love the products and love the brand so much. And I think that comes across in the brand to our customers. So it's definitely make sure that it is a passion of yours, because it is something that you are going to be working at every day, all day. So you have to love what you're doing. But I think just definitely take the risk. and it will be worth it.
If people are looking to follow along with what you and Zonko get up to now after listening to you chatting this evening, where can they find you on social media?
So our handles on Instagram and TikTok is Zonko_Jewellery_. You'll mainly find us on TikTok. We kind of post a lot of like behind the scenes and like day in the life's working in the office. So it's very fun to follow the TikTok page.
Well, Zoe, thank you so much for hopping on iRadio's Group Chat Business Spotlight. Wishing you all the best coming up to the Christmas season, of course, as well. And I'm sure we'll be catching up to you again soon.
Thank you so much.
This is iRadio's Group Chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.